Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here. Pleased to be joined in studio by Nat Moore, former great wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins. Nat, good to see you again, as it's an exciting time here in Davie, the rookie minicamp wrapping up, and then an announcement this weekend about really a celebration of 50 seasons for this Dolphins organization. It's going to be a fun 2015.
Yeah, Greg, when you look at it's been 50 years that the Miami Dolphins have been in existence. Being a local kid growing up here, you know, I've been around for all 50 years, and, you know, you would have never thought that starting the way they started, even though we started with an opening kickoff by Joe Auer, you know, the first play of Dolphin history was a touchdown. And then we went through four mediocre years, and then in come Don Shula, and then history has been rewritten. Matter of fact, from the time Don Shula came in that first year, no team in NFL history has surpassed that four-year winning tradition that the Dolphins started in Shula's first 4 years. So, you know, it's great to celebrate all of the things that have transcended over the 50 years or 49 going into 50, and it's going to be a fabulous year as we look back and relive some of those great memories.
Yes, and one way, and one of the many ways of doing that, is creating a top 50 list of the players in franchise history, which I know is exciting for fans because they're going to be able to vote, media is going to be able to vote, the alumni, most importantly, going to be able to vote, the guys who actually played the game. Tell everybody about what that list consists of and how people can be involved.
Yeah, one of the things that we're looking to do is to publish a list of players that played in all positions, because we do want to make sure that everybody gets their just due. It's not just about the skill position players. It's the offensive lineman. We remember the offensive lineman the last couple of years when our quarterback has not had the time to throw the football. So we've got two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. And the reason they were Hall of Fame is that offensive line kept them upright. You know, same thing with defensive line and linebackers. So we want to make sure there's a mixture. And we know that a lot of the fans weren't around 50 years ago. So we're going to put together a list of all the top players at their position so that fans will have an opportunity to look at it and vote on it. The voting will actually start in July. You know, the same thing for the media, and as well as the alumni will have a vote. I mean, I think if you don't allow the alumni to vote, then you're really not looking at the people that know the most about what players contributed to the success of this organization. So I think it's going to be a fun time, and it's going to be an educational time. Some of our young Dolphin fans will find out a little bit more about the past, and it wasn't just the perfect season and the two Super Bowls, but the winningest franchise. Right now, you know, in 2000, we were still the winningest franchise in football history. And now we're still number four and knocking on the door to get back to the top. So, I mean, I think that's what makes this year so fantastic.
See, I thought you were going to come in here and instead of, you know, giving a nice speech about the offensive lineman and the defensive lineman, maybe you would tell us about where you stand in that top 50 list.
Well, I would hope that I'm in the top 50, but, you know, nothing is guaranteed. I look at my 13 years here and, you know, 6 years I led the team in receiving. But, you know, it wasn't about me. It was about what the team accomplished while I was playing here. You know, you doing the job that's asked of you. And sometimes, you know, you don't get the stats that everybody's looking for, but the team's winning. You know, I look at how many times we were in the playoffs in the 70s, how many times we were in the playoffs in the 80s. You know, to me, that's what it's all about, your contribution to help make the team better versus worrying about your own statistics.
Yes, no doubt about it. Nat Moore, former great Dolphins wide receiver, joining us here. By the way, he will be on the top 50 list. Nat, another part of this 50th year celebration that I think the fans are going to really enjoy is the book that's being unveiled, a kind of a coffee table book, Fins at 50, as this is going to commemorate all 50 seasons in this franchise's history.
Just a lot of great photos, a lot of stories, you know, finding out a lot of the idiosyncrasies of things that went on that, I mean, you know, I can't wait to see the book because I really want to see what Dan Marino's first contract really was. You know, I heard, you know, I know what mine was and it wasn't that great, but I'd love to see it. Just a lot of tidbits for our fans to be able to read and catch up on, and you know, the book is going to be published after the 2015 season, because we want to include the 50th year, mm-hmm. but you can pre-order now. It's going on sale in the bookstore, or should I say, at our merchandise store, as well as online. So I encourage all the fans out there to go ahead and sign up now. Make sure you get those first copies that when they come out in 2016.
Yes, that's going to be a must-have for any Dolphins fan. And, Nat, rookie minicamp wrapped up this weekend. You had a chance as a fellow wide receiver to see the 14th overall pick in Devontae Parker out on the field. What were your first impressions of him?
Mark Clayton.
Yeah.
You know, and that's some big shoes to fill.
Right.
But, you know, I watched this kid. He looked like Mark Clayton. He caught everything that was in his range. I mean, unbelievable skill set, catches the ball out front, got good soft hands, run good routes. And, you know, his future is unlimited. It's really up to him how hard he's willing to work. You know, one of the things I always talk to young people about is remember how hard you worked to get here. Don't forget that, because you got to work twice as hard to stay here. And, you know, he just seemed like a good kid with all the right makeup, all the right attitude. I mean, I watch him out there. He's like a sponge, soaking up everything the coaches are giving him. So I look for big things out of Mr. Parker.
Yes, it's been great to get to see him out there on the football field for the first time as a member of the Dolphins. Nat, we've been talking about big picture for the 2015 season, but coming up in just a week or so, Finn's weekend right around the corner. You got the hat on and everything.
I got my Finn's weekend hat on. And, you know, we want to do everything in 50s. We've got a few more foursomes that we can sell that we'd like to get to 50 teams. We're going to play at Doral. We're playing Doral red and gold, not the blue monster this time. But, you know, the red is probably tougher than the blue for me. You know, I go out and I play the blue, I'm going to shoot 76, 78. I go play the red, I'm shooting 83, 85. I can't figure it out, you know. But, you know, you'll have a 50 to 60 of our players out there and former players and coaches. I mean, Finn's weekend is a special weekend. It's the opportunity where you get access to not only today's players, former players, coaches, the front office, GM. I mean, it's an opportunity if you're a true Dolphin fan that you can really come out and have a great time and celebrate with these guys. Because, you know, once the season starts, you don't have access. So this is it, front and center. We're looking for 50 teams. We're at 42. And I know that we're looking for more than 50 boats, but we already passed that. So we'll take 250s and go to 100.
Right. So everything's about 50 this year. This is a nice round number. And for those who want to be involved this weekend, Finn's weekend coming up in just a few days, you can call 305-943-7900. Again, 305-943-7900. Nat, always great to catch up. Really exciting time for this Dolphins franchise. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.